Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to your heart. Today, I want to read out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." I guess everybody has heard this scripture many, many times. It's such a faithful verse and such a powerful verse. God is telling us to ask. God is telling us to knock, and God is telling us to seek. In other words, we have a part to do too. We need to pray, we need to seek God's word, and we need to knock until we learn and have doors open to us. You know, years ago, my husband and I were at a truck stop in Withfield, Virginia, and where our chapel was parked was up on the hill. And we saw a car pull down on the road down from us, and they kicked this young teenage boy out the car. And he came up to the chapel, and he'd been drinking, and he got in a fight with the boys in the car, and they just kicked him out. And he was in bad shape. I tell you, that young man was in bad shape. And he come up to my husband and some truckers. They were standing on outside of the chapel. And my husband asked him, he said, "Son, in the condition that you're in, can you believe God for a miracle?" The boy didn't have any money. He didn't have any way to get a motel room. He was going to call his mom to come get him, but it would be the morning before anybody could get to him. And he was just in bad shape. He said, "Yes, sir, in my condition, I can believe God. Will you pray with me, sir?" And my husband prayed with that young man. And he walked away, and he walked over toward the guardrail at the truck stop, and there was an old shirt laying on the ground, and that young boy kicked that shirt as he walked by it, and when he kicked that shirt, two $20 bills fell out of the pocket. He ran back up to my husband, and he told him, he said, look what God done. I got enough for a motel room. I won't have to sleep outside tonight. And he was so excited. And the next morning, after that young man had a good night's rest and got all cleaned up and sobered up, he come back to the chapel and told my husband goodbye. And my husband talked to him a right good while. And you know what? That young man gave his heart and his life to Jesus. Oh, I think about that so much, of the mighty miracle, that it was no coincidence that he got thrown out where he did, that he got sent to the place that he was sent to, that God had the shirt lying there for him, and that God had someone there to tell him the next morning his plan of salvation. Let me tell you, it's no accident today that I'm here telling you that God knows exactly where you're at. He knows the needs that you have, and he wants to bless you. He wants to meet your need. And I'm going to ask you that same question that my husband asked that young man that day. In the condition that you're in right now, can you believe God to give you a miracle today? And if you can, I'm telling you, if you'll pray and ask for that miracle, God will help you, and he'll work it out for you. Just believe and trust in him today. God won't let you down, and he won't fail you. God will take care of you. He loves you today. Don't ever think that God doesn't love you. He loves you. He loved you enough to send his only begotten son to shed his blood on Calvary so that you could be forgiven of your sins, and the blood of Jesus would wash away all your sins. Take time to pray the sinner's prayer today. I want to thank you for listening in to the broadcast. It's always a joy to come and share with you from God's word, and to share some of the experiences that I've had over the years. You know, right now I've been in the ministry 47 years, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I thank God for his blessings. I thank God for all my friends and the ones, and I ask that you keep praying for me as I keep on keeping on for the Lord, that I keep on in my revivals and the TV shows that I have and the radio broadcasts. I know God is faithful, and what God ordains, God will sustain. And I want to tell you, like my husband always said, God is faithful. God is faithful to heal. God is faithful to deliver. And God is faithful to save. Let him touch your life today and believe him in the condition that you're in, and God will bless and God will help you. Lord, I thank you for all the ones that are listening today. I pray that you touch them. The ones that need saving, I pray you become real in their lives and save their souls. The ones that have needs, oh God, meet that need. The ones that are in the hospitals, the ones that are in dire need, oh God, minister to them. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.